And now, yet another passage from my IRC... from my IRC network's website. Upnotes on channel:cafe. It is best to be using an IRC client with support for ZNC AutoOp, such as anything connected through a ZNC with the AutoOp module loaded. If you are an op, enabling AutoOp for yourself in Cafe is as easy as enabling SASL in your IRC client. It is also advisable to exchange ZNC AutoOp details with other ops, so you can op each other in the event of a services outage. The channel bot has been abolished and replaced with registration with ChanServ, as the network has services now. Before applying for op, you must meet the following criteria. Be 10 or older. Be registered with the network. If this is the only thing holding you back and you're already approved, see below on how to get an account. Know the unique channel security threats that arise from the network topology of SimpaChat OpenLink. Be basically competent in your IRC client. Be of moral character consistent with the proper enforcement of HashCafe rules, and have the approval of a consensus of the operator's existence. Operators may not override this, even in emergencies, unless the need can be proven after the fact. To get an account, register with NickServe. /message nickserve@services.umbrellix.net, register, password, and then email. You'll receive an email asking you to confirm your registration. Confirm the registration by the direction in the email. Oh my god. Abstract. HashCafe, having fairly few rules, is perhaps unique among IRC channels. To solve the problem of regulating against abuse while still making sure most anything goes, we have to draw up a set of liberties. Users are allowed to be in any other channel, including those that have banned any of the operators, though not to harass said operators. This directly runs counter to Ronsor's little power grabs and manipulations. No channel or network operator may require or forbid actions outside of their scope of regulation. Users must be allowed to express themselves with no restrictions. If a user has an IRC server, or a channel operator has an IRC server not linked to the network on which HashCafe is on, seriously, no network or channel operator may, through persuasion or force, cause said server to become part of the network on which HashCafe resides, were it not destined to be as of when said server joined. Users have the right to know why they've been banished, if they have been banished, from the channel. Your kick message must not be a cryptic, "I'm done with your shit." It has to be, say, "Kicked user, kicked from HashCafe by the person kicking. Flooded the channel, attempted to talk another, admittedly undesirable user, out of voting for Trump. When questioned, claimed to have done none of the above, and additionally insulted two operators." Wow, I thought up a big rap sheet there. If your kick reason will not fit into a kick message, send it afterwards as a channel message. And also as a message to the person who was removed. The above right may not be abrogated, except when kicking out massive drone floods where the drone master has already been given their kick reason. My god. Looking through this website is absolutely just... it's mind-boggling. Because I wrote this shit. Most of it, anyway. And it is from a bygone era in Umbrellix history. Oh dear. All times are UDC. The date as of this log is October 2016, third day. Ronsar asks a user named SHI, "What's your network? I need to force you to merge." Ronsar, "What the fuck is this? I thought Simpachat's operator style was hands-off libertarian, with intervention only for proven takeovers." "You really frustrate me sometimes, hon." And Ronsar tries to switch windows and fails. And this user is like, "Man, it's just a testbed network with me and one other person on it. IPv6 only. I took it down yesterday." And I'd be like, "Ronsar, no, you don't. And you can fuck off with that rhetoric." And to the user, "Ronsar's a 13-year-old. Bit of a power grabber." And then I change the topic for Hash Cafe from Bienvenue à la Cafe, the Diner Lounge of Simpachat. Something. I do some random shit involving the wiki. Something topic shaped. I'm really not sure what that was.